T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. 7:21, Dave Lee here with the governor of Minnesota on a busy time of the year, no doubt about that, about 18 days left to go in the session. Governor Walz, thanks for taking the time out of what I assume is just a crazy schedule about now.
It's pretty crazy, but it's good and honorable work, so thanks for having me.
Well, always good to have you, and of course, there's a headline story today in our news and certainly in the Star Tribune and other places as well regarding the Knorr trial. I wanted to ask you about this and some of the fallout. Like, did the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension do their job? But can you tell us where that stands?
Yeah, well, I think, and again, the tragic situation all the way around and the loss of a young woman's life, we need to know that. That's a question that we need to know. I think building a pretty good track record here of transparency and, trying to go back and do some of these after actions to see what happens. So while it's in the appeal stage, there's some legal reasons that they won't release all this, but you can expect that as soon as we get done and the appropriate time is there, that we will do a deep dive, find out, and see if there's things that can be done differently or if we can confirm that things were done the way they should have been.
Certainly, you and I have chatted a lot about this before, but today's a big day, and another lead story regards Minlars.
That's right. This is unacceptable. It's been a program that's been around since 2007. You think about that this thing was started before we had iPhones. It's gone through 3 administrations, and there's some really good hard workers. And for most of you and all your listeners, you're getting your things on time, but that's not good enough. We have technology now that gives us more security, less risk going into the future, more adaptability. People should expect to be able to get their license tabs by getting on their computer at home and having them in their house, in a short amount of time. Same thing with driver's licenses. And the current system just doesn't have that. The technology is out there. And my first thing in office was, I'm going to clean this stuff up. I'm going to take a hard look at it. I had independent experts come in, give me their opinion. And their opinion was we go in a different direction. And I'm really grateful. Democrat and Republican legislators say they have not seen this, and they were happy to support it, and I think that's the direction we'll go.
Governor, this morning at 11 o'clock, you're going to do a press conference to know with some hospital leaders around the state. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, and this is pretty much every hospital leader in the Hospital Association. This will be about 25 metro and rural hospitals, and it's a pretty simple message. It's not real political. We've got something called the Healthcare Access Fund or the provider tax that for 27 years has kept Minnesota the most insured state with the best health outcomes. It lowers all of our costs for insurance by making sure people don't show up at the emergency room, keeps the finances in shape for these rural hospitals. And these folks are going to come there and deliver a pretty simple message. The folks who deliver healthcare and the folks that have to show that it's paid for are telling us there's one course of action, and that's to make sure that this thing stays in place.
Governor, the Senate yesterday passed a comprehensive transportation funding package, but it did it without a gas tax, without a sales tax, without license tab fees increases. I wanted to get your response to that.
Well, it's certainly not comprehensive. Again, these folks know, and they've not disputed our assessment, again, by independent experts, that Minnesota has a real critical need. We're at a point where our deficient roads and bridges are becoming critical, both from a safety and a economic standpoint. I proposed a way that you pay for this honestly. We know that we haven't kept up with what needed to be there, and it's not super politically popular, but it's honest and it's a pay for. And so what they put out there guarantees us, again, it's not a debate about the gas tax or no gas tax. It's, do we want a safe, robust, modern transportation system, or do we want to end up being some of the worst roads in the country? And I don't think that's the way to go. As I've said from the beginning, I'm willing to compromise, but just to be clear, they put nothing out, and they proposed a 20-cent gas tax cut at one point, which 70% of our funding would go away to build roads. And in 3 years, Minnesota would be the worst state in the nation for roads, bridges, and safety. I just don't think that's acceptable.
Governor, we're down to, as I mentioned, probably the last 3 weeks of the session. Where does education stand right now? What needs to be done? What do you anticipate? Because that has the potential for a bit of a conflict as well.
It does. What the good news is that there isn't difference if you see and you listen to the rhetoric on the floor. Everybody understands our future lies in having the best qualified workforce. There's a moral obligation to make sure our children have that opportunity. There's just, again, a disagreement about an honest discussion about what it takes to make sure you have folks in the classroom, make sure you don't have 45 kids in each classroom because they're overcrowded, make sure we have the ability to innovate in our classrooms and do things a little bit differently, or a status quo that starts to put the pressure back on homeowners where these schools have to pass bonding referendums just to keep the lights on. That's not the way Minnesota has done it since the 1970s. Once again, it's not why Minnesota, there's deliberate outcomes by the designs we do. Minnesota has one of the best public education systems in the country. And I think the proposal we put forward continues that and makes the necessary innovations to keep up with a changing world.
Do you see issues with gun control bills?
Well, I still can't wrap my mind around why the resistance to just having an honest discussion. These very things, you know, court orders where families can, you know, and this is mostly dealing with suicides, a chance to temporarily get the guns out of the hands of people who can pose a threat till they get the help they need, and then just simple background checks. I just went and did one when I was out at Cabela's to buy my turkey gun. Took 10 minutes. They can run the check. Certainly not going to alleviate all gun violence, but these are things that are implemented in other places like Arizona and Florida. And it just appears like there's a resistance to even talk about it. And the only thing I can say is, Dave, that I campaigned all across the state. This was a big issue that came up in a lot of places, and people were pretty adamant about it. I know a lot of people voted as, you know, maybe single issue voters on this issue, and they just wanted us to debate it. So we'll see. I'm disappointed that it didn't have a more, you know, kind of open, honest, robust hearing. It kind of fell into that camps. You know, if you're on one side, you say they want to take your guns. If you're on the other side, you say they don't care about safety. I don't think that's true. I think there's a sweet spot in the middle.
Speaking of hunting, we were talking a bit about this, Governor, on the air yesterday, banning the recreational hunting of wolves in Minnesota. What's going to happen there?
Well, my take on this is, and I've worked a lot on this from the Ag Committee and Interior in Congress, that, you know, certainly we want to see a robust, you know, program of rehabilitation. If there's places, and I certainly don't think it's nationwide, but even if the wolves come off the endangered species list, you're going to have to do management with them. I think there's a real, there is a lot of scientific research out there that these hunts need to be very deliberate. And I think when I say that, I think that's from the biologist standpoint, DNR, because if you take a wolf and it is not, you know, if it's an alpha or whatever it may be, there's a pack dynamic that is significantly changed that we see a domino effect that decimates some of these packs. So there's a lot of things done out there about the activities of wolves. I don't deny that in some cases we certainly have the conflicts, mainly with livestock, pets in some cases, and we need to have smart management. I just don't think in time of where the recovery's at, that recreational or sport hunting, I don't think we have the capacity to really manage that the right way.
Governor, I know you're off to a meeting. Just one quick last question, and I know the Lieutenant Governor has talked a bit about this as well, but the DNR appealing the Minnesota Court of Appeals decision regarding the name of Lake Calhoun.
Yeah. Well, and then the Bidet McCoska, just to be clear, I'm a history teacher, and history picking one over the other doesn't need to be that way. Our history extends prior to 1858. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan's history as a Ojibwe woman extends back hundreds of years in Minnesota. And I think simply telling that story, the one thing is I'm a, you know, that certainly our concern is we believe that the authority was carried out correctly through the Minneapolis City Council and the DNR making that decision. So part of this is making sure the executive branch's independence and authority is respected, and we will find out. But I think, again, whether it's Fort Snelling at Bedote, that is an accurate description. Fort Snelling sets at Bedote. And to tell that full story of how that happened does not diminish anyone's history. So I know this is a touchy subject. I know there's great frustrations with people who've come around this. It extends to namings of buildings, University of Minnesota. I just hope that we are able to look at this from a, you know, historiography perspective, telling the broader history without the diminishing of others. So we'll see what they make the decision, but I certainly support the DNR Starr's decision to appeal.
Governor, thanks for taking the call in such a tight schedule, and hopefully the next 3 weeks go smoother than anyone thinks.
Yeah, we'll get on with you. It's going to be a lot of stuff happening, so thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Governor. Governor Tim Walz here on WCCO, your traffic and weather next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.